KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Some snow flurries, cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for those flurries to continue this morning, with skies becoming just partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 31-year-old Anthony John Lisatz of Audubon was arrested Monday night on an outstanding felony warrant for providing false information on a permit to acquire firearms. The charge is the result of an investigation into an application Lisatz submitted to the sheriff's office. Lisatz was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. A man from Adair County was arrested Tuesday evening in Creston. Creston police say 26-year-old Zachary McNeely of Greenfield was arrested in the Highway 34 Industrial Parkway area for OWI second offense and driving while suspended. McNeely was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer yesterday said his officers made 6 arrests over the past few weeks. On Sunday, 20-year-old Angel Nicole Knowles of Atlantic was arrested for driving under suspension. Knowles was later released on a promise to appear in court. Last Friday, officers arrested 21-year-old Kaz Kozad of Lamoni for disorderly conduct. Kozad was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held until appearing before a magistrate. On November 26th, 30-year-old Scott Mislon of Dubuque was arrested in Audubon for OWI third offense. Mislon was transported to the Audubon County Jail and posted a $5,000 bond. On November 25th, 27-year-old Jessica Pedrin and 25-year-old Heather Runkus, both of Audubon, were arrested in Audubon for disorderly conduct. They were later released on a promise to appear in court. And on November the 12th, Audubon police arrested 56-year-old Carla Jo Anderson of Audubon on a warrant for fifth-degree theft. She appeared before the judge and pled guilty to the charge. The Glenwood Police Department reported yesterday a man wanted by U.S. Marshals was arrested Monday in Glenwood. 37-year-old Stephen Horton of Glenwood was arrested on the warrant and was being held without bail in the Mills County Jail. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 3 arrests over the past week. At around 9 p.m. on November the 24th, deputies arrested Jeff Mendenhall on an Adams County arrest warrant for possession of a controlled substance. And at around 10:30 p.m. on November 27th, deputies in Adams County stopped a vehicle driven by Jordan Perrin. Upon further investigation, Perrin was arrested for OWI. At around 11:15 p.m. on November 28th, deputies stopped a vehicle driven by Todd Kimson, and Kimson was arrested for OWI. No other details were made available concerning those arrests. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says more than $173,000 in 50% cost share grants have recently been awarded to 74 of Iowa's rural fire departments to aid their efforts in protecting Iowans and their property from wildfires. The grants offer valuable funding assistance for wildfire suppression, personal protective, and communications equipment. Among the area fire departments that have received or will receive 2015 VFA grants are those located in Creston, Elkhorn, Harlan, Irwin, Menlo, Ottawa, Sydney, Stanton, and Stewart. The grants were made possible through the Iowa DNR Forestry Bureau in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service, state and private forestry. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee visited a biorefinery in Corning Tuesday to highlight his support of the Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS, and his criticism of the Obama administration's decision to scale back ethanol production levels.
The government says they're going to implement standards, implement a plan. They need to stick with it, not only because there are thousands of jobs at stake, but also because they were the ones who created the mandates, causing people to make huge investments. They've made those investments, and they shouldn't have the government now pull the rug out from under them.
The Environmental Protection Agency's guidelines for 2016 ethanol production is below 2007 levels. Huckabee says billions of dollars has been invested in the ethanol industry, and it's working.
Fuel costs for the average American are down by 16% due to the renewable fuel standards. The environmental impact has been significantly improved because of RFS. Now you have the very government that urged people to get into renewable fuels trying to dial the whole program back. That, frankly, makes no sense.
Huckabee is also questioning President Obama's focus on climate change. Huckabee says the country needs a commander-in-chief, not a weather-obsessed meteorologist. He says Obama might take ISIS more seriously if he learned that they, quote, didn't recycle. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has retired from the Iowa Army National Guard after more than 23 years of military service.
Today is my first day as a full-fledged civilian.
Ernst, a lieutenant colonel who made the first, who was the first female combat veteran to serve the United States Senate, officially retired on Monday.
It was really hard to step away from the National Guard, but it was a commitment that I had made during the campaign, and I'm ready to move forward and separate from the Guard. It's been such an honor serving in the National Guard. I really, truly served with some of the finest men and women in uniform. I will continue to serve them as the United States Senator.
Ernst was a commander of a battalion of about 150 soldiers who did a 14-month tour of duty in Kuwait and Iraq in 2003 and 2004. After her election in 2014, she shifted to duty at Camp Dodge as the assistant to Iowa Army National Guard Chief of Staff.
Obviously, serving as the United States Senator, it does take a lot of time, a lot of energy. And I also, you know, I, of course, want to continue serving Iowans, but it will be in a much different capacity here in the United States Senate. And, of course, I would love to spend more time with my family as well.
Her husband is a retired soldier, and the couple's daughter attends the Stanton High School. Ernst joined the Army ROTC at Iowa State University when she was 19, so she's been in the military her entire adult life. Ernst, who is 45, will receive a military pension when she reaches the age of 59. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.